prejudice. Prejudice is prejudgment. It is forming an opinion without examining the facts. It is hastily accepting a conclusion without fully investigating the evidence upon which it rests. It is allowing ourselves to be hoodwinked when stopping, considering, investigating. These would keep us from making this mistake. It is being satisfied with hearsay when we should demand the proof. It is rejecting at first sight what does not conform to our former opinions or convictions. It is a deep-seated reluctance to part with what we have been accustomed to. It is persistent hesitation to accept as true that which we have not hitherto believed, an unwillingness to admit that we may be wrong and others right. It has to do with persons, places, creeds, parties, systems. Hence, its influence is extensive and its evils manifold, for it can and has been cruel, unforgiving, unjust, and relentless. We have much clear evidence in history on issues small and great of the injurious influence of prejudice, of an unbending dislike to be persuaded to reconsider, to see if better information cannot be presented, or a disposition to silence, even forcibly those who attempt such presentation. All Israel was in expectation of the coming deliverer and knew he was to be born in Bethlehem, Luke 3:15, Matthew 2:5. We of today marvel that they did not hit upon the simple test of investigating our Savior's claims with the many testimonies of the prophets who, and rather discover that Jesus of Nazareth was born in Bethlehem. When Philip said, "We have found the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth," Nathanael said, "Can any good come out of Nazareth?" Philip did not debate, but met his prejudice simply by saying, "Come and see."